So I want to look at his file.
Hello?
Hey, is Ron in?
Yeah, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Doing pretty good, buddy. How you doing?
Doing well. You on the road transferring that lumber?
Yes, sir. I'm going down I-65 north in a nice rainstorm.
Oh, okay. So you're not going too fast then.
No, I'm taking it real easy here. Yeah.
Okay. Is it just you by yourself? Do you travel with someone else that helps you?
No, usually on something like this, I'll just go by myself. I got my dog with me.
Okay. Yeah, that's good enough.
he's crashed out in the back seat here. So.
There we go. That's the perfect companion to have right there.
Yeah. Extra added security there.
There you go. And they don't talk back to you.
That's right. They don't talk back.
Well, hey, I wanted to give you a ring here. Just return your voicemail. I saw your email from Nicole. So what's going on with the shop that you're looking to buy?
Well, he's having a little bit more trouble selling everything than he thought he was, so he's still got a hold of it all. And then, you know, I've been wanting to start a logging company up for a long time, too. You know, logs is one of my biggest expenses. Mm-hmm. And, I shell out about $8,000 to $9,000 a month in logs.
Oh, wow.
And I'm already a certified master logger. You know, I've already got been to school and got my number and certification and all that. So, you know, I could hire a few men, buy some equipment and, you know, start up a lot. You know, we get logging calls. You know, every week, you know, people think that we do that too. And up until, you know, we don't do it. You know, I just been referring it to other loggers. So I just got to thinking about it and I thought, well, hell, you know, if I'm going to borrow some money and start up the milling operation and all this, I said, you know, I might as well go ahead and try to put a package together and just do it all. And the logging would be kind of a separate entity. It would be a different LLC is what it would be. And to kind of keep everything separate, insurance purposes and legal purposes and everything else.
Uh-huh.
And so I just went and, you know, I went to the bank and I laid a proposal out to them and I also went, I kept thinking about, you know, this mill shop and everything he's got for sale. And, you know, and I thought, well, you know, some of it's a really good buy. I guess you could argue that all of it's probably a good buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that I would have to go get. You know, he doesn't have a decent planer. And, you know, that's one thing that I really need. And, you know, so I went to this place over in New Albany, Indiana, called 3K Machinery. You have to check out their website.
Okay.
The number 3 and then K and then machinery. But they got all the big toys. And I know a guy that works over there real well. So I went, you know, made an appointment, went over one day, and you know, they showed me around. And, you know, of course, they've got the little bit bigger stuff than what this mill shop's even got. So we went around and we looked at different stuff. And, you know, if I bought everything from them, I would just be buying stuff that I needed, but I would be buying some stuff that he don't even have. And the stuff that he does have that I'd be buying from them would be bigger, even better, and, you know, even more horsepower, this kind of stuff, you know, just... You know, to buy everything from them, you know, we're looking at about $125,000 to $150,000.
Wow.
You know, now if I go back to the mill shop and I did this one day just for fun, he shot me an email. He said, you know, where are you at? And, you know, are you still thinking about it? And he was real honest. He said, you know, I hadn't heard anything from the other party, and He had dropped his price a little bit. I just shot him an email back, and I said, hey, what would you do on just the motor and the dust collection system and your knives and bits? There was like four things. I said, just those four things. What would you sell me? Just those four things. I said, I don't need the three-phase converter. I already got one. I don't need none of this other crap. Just give me a price on those four. And so he had to have a day to think about it. He shot me a figure back and he said, you know, I'd take 25. And, I'm thinking, it's going to take the deal that me and the bank are working on is going to take a little while to get that worked out.
Yeah.
Because we're talking $500,000-$600,000.
Wow.
And, to do it all. I mean, we're talking to a semi truck, log trailer, semi equipment trailer. We're talking a log skidder, talking a timber jack. You ever see one of those?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. You have to YouTube it. A timber jack. It's a machine on tracks that it like walks up and grabs the tree, cuts it off at the bottom, picks the tree up, turns it sideways, rolls the tree through here, knocking the limbs off of it, and cuts the logs to length.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's an amazing piece of equipment, you know. Of course, a decent used one starts at about $100,000.
Wow.
And a new one can be upwards of $500,000 just for that one machine. But, you know, you could walk on to 500 acres with a piece of machinery like that and just make it barren in just a few days.
Right.
And, you know, it replaces men with chainsaws and workers' comp rates and everything else. But you know, we're looking at all this, and, you know, I'm gathering information and putting spreadsheets together for them. And I'm actually going to Ohio Valley Lumber Grind Association. Their fall meeting is week after next in Jackson, Ohio. And I'm going up to that, and there's going to be a lot of forestry contacts that I know at this meeting. And we'll sit down with them and kind of get some forestry statistics together, just information that I can give the bank. But anyway, kind of got a little sidetracked. What, I got to thinking was, this guy, if I could get this stuff for 20, maybe go ahead and, I was just rolling different ideas around. I thought, I could go ahead and buy that stuff.
So, okay, well, I'll tell you what, I can get you the 20. That's not a problem. In fact, let me see, if I get you the 20, we're talking about, I can get you the 20 and it'll be your payback would be 26.4. I can get you up to 30 if you need it.
Well, I'm going to negotiate hard for 20.
Okay.
I'm just looking for good terms, man. That's what it boils down to. I gotta have something that I can comfortably afford, and that's the key to the whole thing.
All right. Well, if you do the 20, you're looking at around $2,200 a month as a payback. Isn't bad.
It might not, but it's strong in my eyes, and. I'm looking for something, I can finance out. It's like, the bank's talking to me about, doing this stuff over 7 to 10 years.
Yeah, that's...
I get the payment down there where it's not killing me every month.
I understand. I mean, it's going to be tough for the bank, to be honest with you, Ron, because, your credit's at 592.
Yeah.
If they can do it, man, there's definitely, it's a no-brainer to obviously go with a term like that. But, what I can do is, my money's unsecured, their money's going to be secured, right? So, there'll be collateral attached to that loan, obviously, with all the equipment. I'm giving you money just to give it to you, unsecured.
What did you put the equipment and use it as collateral?
Well, do you own pieces of equipment outright that, you know, you're able, like yellow iron type of equipment?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that I'm talking to the bank. Of course, you know, you got to keep in mind with the bank, I mean, you know, they, and I think I said that in the email, I mean, you know, the bank has stood behind me ever since I was 18 years old. I'm 57.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, they've been through me on many, many ventures, and they've been through me when my credit score was 850 and when it's 590. And,
yeah.
So, you know, they don't look at that quite as hard. But I also, you know, because of $500,000 to $600,000, you know, I'm going to have to put something down. And they're look, you know, they asked me to put together a list of equipment, you know, that I have, you know, own, that, you know, is free and clear. And I do have equipment that's paid for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I put together a list. I don't remember now what it was, but it was, you know, $120,000 to $150,000 worth of different equipment, machinery. I've got a cat dozer that's paid for. You know, I've got a huge 110 horsepower tractor that's paid for. And, you know, just different things like that. I've got a $50,000 New Holland skid loader that I owe on it, but I only owe about $7,500. You know, it's almost paid off. If I really pulled some resources, I could probably pay it off in no time. And then I've got a couple trucks, you know, paid for besides the one I'm in. Just, you know, odd and different stuff like that. You know, I've got a 2.5-ton truck, you know, that's paid for. And I've actually got 3 other trucks, you know, that's paid for. So this is all something they were looking at, too, as, you know, taking some of this equipment and, you know, collateral, wanting to do something.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just checking out all my options. You know,
absolutely. No, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, keep us in mind. I mean, if that doesn't work out, we can try the whole collateral process. It's very lengthy, I can tell you that. So, I mean, but the bank's obviously going to give you, you know, a better rate than I would. So let's see what they can do for you first. And then, but like I said, as far as the unsecured part goes, if you really just need the money because he wants to sell you the equipment, he'll give it to you for 20 at that good price, then I mean, I can get you that money like within 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the cost of money. So, you know, for that 20, you know, just keep that in mind, it'll cost you around $6,000 to get that money, to be able to have it in your bank account with no financials or anything. Just, all right, I'll take it, you know. So,
well, it is an option, and
yeah.
And I do appreciate that, and I'm gonna kind of just do like I've been doing, kind of just play it out here a little bit and see just what happens. And I haven't talked with the guy that's got the stuff for sale for a couple of days.
Okay.
I know he's probably wondering, and I shot my banker, I shot him an email right before I left with balance of income and profit and loss statements and spreadsheets and all that stuff. And then I got an automatic reply from him that he's out this week. So, I ain't getting nothing done. And this week on it anyway. So, yeah, we'll just see. And I appreciate the offer. I'm gonna keep, you know, and I'm gonna keep it on the back burner. I may be calling you back going, let's do it.
Okay. Well, you let me know. I'll keep it open for a little bit for you.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right, Ron. You drive safe, okay? And then if you need me, you know how to get a hold of me.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.